2010, death came looking for 29 men and took away the spirits like a feather in the wind.
In Montcalm, West Virginia.
Since Upper Big Branch has happened, we've spoken quite a few times about the accident and the loss of your son. And you've talked several times about wanting to see Don Blankenship arrested. What's your reaction when you got the word today?
I couldn't feel better. I want to see whatever happens to him happens, every bit of it. I want him to go to jail, and I want him to sit there.
Why is this so important to you to have him criminally charged with this?
Well, he was the ringleader of it all. He called all the shots. If you listen and watch over big companies, you hardly ever hear the CEO's name. Don Blankenship's name was known throughout Massey by all the membership. By everybody, Don Blankenship was known. He made himself known, and so since he was, he should be the man in charge. That's what he wanted. So since he's the man in charge, he's the man to blame. Daddy Don is the man. He's a top man, and everybody was afraid of him. What Don said, that's the way it went.
And you knew this also because you also worked for Massey at a time. You were a coal miner for Massey Energy.
I worked 9 years for him. I know all about him.
And this was also something that your son, Gary Wayne Quarles, would tell you as well?
Yes. Yes, he would. He knew more about him, a whole lot more about him than I did, because he went to Kentucky and helped set up a longwall, and he seen more out of him and Chris Atkins than a whole lot of other people did.
That this might be helpful when it comes to empowering the coal miners to think that they might not have to endure intimidation factors, whether it be Don Blankenship or another CEO of a coal company?
Yes, it should. And plus, it should make the next one think the next time when he starts to give them orders out. That, I could go to jail for a long time for this if we don't do it right. We got to do it right. It's going to make any other top management people do what's right when they think about falsifying records and lying about everything coming and going, that, hey, I might be the next one to have to go to jail. We get a bunch of men killed. I'm going to be responsible, We don't want to do that. Just don't do it no more. And anything can happen at any time. But if you stay on top of things and try to do it right, then, they may not have nothing on you to put you in jail. But when you do it wrong and they find out you done it wrong, it's a different story.
Does this bring you any kind of closure or peace?
It does. It does some. Let's get it done. And let's see. This just hearing about this, it helps. Let's get the rest of it done and see what all happens. They were saying he could face up to 31 years. And that's 31 men. It's a year for each man. 29 was dead, but there's two more that can't live their life. I'm sure. I don't know neither one of them. They never met them, but I'm sure they live through hell every day. Actually, it makes 31. So if he gets 31 years, that's just icing on the cake.
Gary, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now late at night in the darkest hour.